Hello and welcome to podcast number 2 for the Arts Theatre Cronulla. We are here with Gary Clark talking about the play that we are currently in rehearsals for. It's play 1 for the 2020 season at Arts Theatre Cronulla called Don't Dress for Dinner. Welcome, Gary.
Yay. Oh, thank you so much.
All right, so I wanted to ask first, if I may, what actually drew you to the script to start with? Like, what made you want to audition for this play and for this role that you are now doing?
Primarily, I love working with Tom. It was a chance to work with Margareta again.
And who's Tom? Sorry, Tom.
Our director.
Okay, Tom Richards, our director.
Correct.
Our esteemed director.
Our esteemed director, who I've worked with 4 or 5 times before, enjoyed it every single time. Tom always gets great things out of me. Margareta, who I had a wonderful run with in that thing that I was in with Wait Until Dark, of course, in which I terrorized her and tried to murder her.
Ooh.
Much to my detriment.
Was it a comedy or was it a...
Well, no, we didn't play it that way, but no, right. No, it was
nice.
It was the classic thriller.
Nice. So what character are you playing in Don't Dress for Dinner?
I play Bernard...
What's he
independently
about?
Rich man about town, working and possibly living in the south of France for some time of the year, or at least 2 hours out of Paris.
It's all right for some, isn't it?
Enjoys the good life, his wife, and the occasional mistress.
Oh, very nice. All right, so having said that, now I'm going to ask, so Bernard... Is Bernard French? Bernard British? What is he?
Bernard, in my opinion, is quite British.
Right, right. So, I want to start off by asking you, how are you similar to your character, Bernard? What similarities
have
you got?
How am I similar to my character, Bernard? I dress well. I speak well.
So, wait. Dressing well. Does Bernard also have a very extensive collection of Star Wars t-shirts?
Well, I've... assume he may, but that would be in his English home. You see, this is in his French home.
Oh, right, right, right. True, true.
So it's cravats, bow ties.
Right, right. Very fancy. All right, so now that we've got some similarities, other than the fact that your name is not Bernard and you are not British, how do you differ from your character?
I'm not a philandering womanizer who cheats on his wife.
That sounds good.
I'm also not married, so...
Fair dues. All right, so what for you are the themes of Don't Dress for Dinner? What's the play about?
Well, being primarily a comedy, the theme should be laughter. Farce is what I primarily see. Is there a moral side to this story? Well, perhaps. You'll have to see how it resolves in the end, but I suspect one shouldn't cheat on one's wife.
Fair enough. okay, so... with that in mind, how do you then prepare for this particular play? How do you prepare for your character in this play? Or in general, how do you prepare for a character in general?
Stress and worry seem to be the motivating characters for anything that I do because I'm terrified of looking bad on stage. So I will sit there, read Bernard, look for evidence in the script primarily as to what Bernard's about. So if I make a decision as to Bernard will behave like this, Bernard will behave like that, for me, it always has to be backed up with something in the script. I don't just make up things such as, oh, Bernard is, incredibly handsome. There has to be evidence for that. In this case, in the script, he's got someone who's clearly half his age, who's a model, an actress, yeah. French,
yeah.
Exquisite Ooh. To behold.
Bernard's being summoned, so we're going to have to put a pause on this, and we will resume this shortly. So after we were so rudely interrupted, we are back on with Gary Clark. Welcome back, Gary. How was the rest of the rehearsal? Was fun?
Wonderful, as always, if only I knew my lines.
actually, about that, I was going to say, so you just before we finished up the other half, you went through how you went and learned your lines and stuff. So one thing that we did in the rehearsal last Thursday was we actually took the scripts off everyone and got you all to...
ad-lib.
Pretty much. How
did
you find
that? If I can do the whole play
that?
Like that, that'd be fine. I'm no problem with ad-libbing, but we might not get the actual story that we need. We get most of it, I'm quite sure.
Oh, I think you all did really, really well. So, because the thing is, when you're learning a script, you also need to... The first thing that you do when you get a script is to identify the themes and what happens over the period of the play. Yeah. So, and I think you guys established that quite well. It looked like fun. I wished I was up there with you.
It was very much fun.
Yeah, and I think you guys did such a great job. And with that as well, I actually want to digress into, so how did you actually get into acting and the arts theatre?
Oh, well, I got an acting course as I think it was a birthday gift, and I'd never acted before. This was in 2007. And I thought, well, you know, it'll be fun. I'll just come along. So I came along for the first lesson, and I thought, well, I'm here now. Unless I give it everything, it's not going to be worth it. So whatever they ask of me, I will do. And it was Gavin teaching at that point. And so we did all this crazy stuff, and I enjoyed myself, and I had a lot of fun. I thought, oh, this is a good lark. And Joy Baker, God rest her, was resident director at the time, and she saw me. And then the next day she called me up and said, oh, listen, dear, I saw you in the acting class, and I was very impressed with what I saw. I'd like you to audition for my play. Ooh. I said to Joy, well, Joy, you understand that was my first lesson. I've never acted in a play at all. She goes, yes. No, dear. I understand talent when I see it. You come along, I'll force you into it. And she did, and I joined My Three Angels as the evil lead,
nice.
Gaston Lamar. And it was my first play, and everyone else in the play was professionally trained or had done acting for at least 10, 15 years.
Yeah,
and
wow.
So I was terrified of screwing up, and they just made me feel very welcome. And I thought, well, if they're going to make me feel welcome as a cast member, I better bloody well rise to it.
Absolutely.
And I learnt my lines very quickly, very well, and then I just... kept doing plays. I found I enjoyed it, and the rest is history indeed.
How very lovely. So Gary actually did lighting for the show that I was in earlier this year that Tom directed, A Bunch of Amateurs. How did you get into the tech side of it and behind the scenes?
Oh, well, when I started with the theatre again, I decided I would do everything. So I went to every bump out. I went to every paint day, and I also learnt teching. Just because I wanted to become part of that theatre community, because I really enjoyed it. Again, people were super nice. So Kathy put me on, and I learnt tech for lights, I learnt tech for sound. And so anytime I'm not in a play, I'm doing tech for the theatre. So
nice.
I'm still here.
So you're heavily involved, which is
I'm heavily
awesome.
Involved.
We need more volunteers as well. So as we said in May's podcast, definitely get on the website if you're keen. Membership's $20, $25. And get involved. It's a great theatre to be a part of.
It absolutely is.
It's so good. And everyone's so friendly and lovely here. I can't recommend it enough. I'm sure Gary can't
Well,
either.
Exactly. And that's how we got to meet through Tom again in the play. And I met so many people that I enjoy working with and like to see again. We keep bumping into each other.
That's
either
right.
On plays you're doing, I'm doing, or we're doing together.
That's true. Very true. All right. So lastly, I thought I'd do a little bit of fun word association.
Please do.
All right. So let's start with... affair.
Oh, see, now I just went blank because all I could think of is Suzanne.
Okay, perfect. That's word association. All right, niece.
That would be Suzette.
Fantastic. Doddle.
Doddle, that's what this should be, but is not going to turn out quite as much as we'd hoped.
Fair dues. Deceit.
Oh, that would be what my wife is doing.
Very nice. Friendship.
That's what Robert and I have, a true friendship beyond compare.
Very nice. French.
Well, that's what Suzanne is giving me every night when we kiss.
Very nice. Train.
Is what's going to make us late for the performance.
Very true. Thank you, City Rail. Allegiance.
Is everything that's formed throughout the play, though things go askew, we all maintain some sort of allegiance to each other through it. And I think that's a key and part of the humour of the play is
very
that
good.
Despite the fact that, well, everyone's somewhat deceitful and not
yes.
Bernard, of course, who's just an adulterer. But there's always an allegiance to his wife, to his mistress, to his best friend.
True that. All right. And the last one is sauce veloute.
Oh, sauce veloute? Gesundheit. Sauce salute.
Very good. Oh, a sauce salute. Listen to that. There's another hint from the show. Well, Gary, it's been wonderful chatting to you. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
And please, everyone, come down and see Don't Dress for Dinner.